Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to be here and worship with you all. If you would please rise and join us if you're able. I just was praying over the worship and that I would share what the Lord laid on my mind because I think it'll help to guide us together. We're really focusing on faithfulness, God's faithfulness together. And so the word remember was coming to mind, to just remember his faithfulness and remember the ways that he has proven himself to be true and faithful in our lives through his word and all of these ways. Remember. But then as I was praying that, I got this picture of a snow globe being shaken. And it's kind of like the world, I guess, you know, and like, it's just crazy. Things get shaken up all the time. But if we are rooted on that foundation of Jesus, we're not going to be shaken. We're going to be held firm. And so just rooting our feet in Jesus and in his faithfulness this morning, because his kingdom will not be shaken. So let's just remember his faithfulness together this morning.
So sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know the Savior Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me neath the Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, and be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, for grace to trust him.
Yes, Lord Jesus, we praise you this morning for your faithfulness. Lord, you are faithful even when we are unfaithful. Jesus, even when we stray, you seek us out. Lord, we do ask this morning for grace to be able to trust you even more. Lord, your ways are good. Your commands are good. Your character, your essence is good. And so, Lord, forgive us of the times when we doubt your goodness. But Jesus, bless us with grace to trust you more. For we know that even our faith is dependent on you, Lord God. So we ask for your empowering this morning. Lord, I pray for a blessing over everyone who's gathered here, that they would see your faithfulness, Lord, in a fresh way this morning. Lord, we love you for who you are, and we worship you. And we thank you, Jesus, for the grace that you have blessed us with. We pray this all in your beautiful name. Amen.
Abraham, you're the God of covenant, of faithful promises. Time and time again, you have proven you do just what you say. Though the storms may come and the winds may blow, I'll remain steadfast. And let my heart learn when you speak. Word, it will come to pass. Great is your faithfulness to me. Great is your faithfulness to me. From the rising sun to the setting, same I will pray. Though the earth may pass away, your word remains the same. Your history can prove there's nothing you can't do. You're faithful and true. Though the storms may come and the winds may blow, I'll remain steadfast. And let my heart learn when you speak a word, it will come. Oh,
just want to dwell on that for a moment here. From the rising sun to the setting sun.
From the rising sun to the setting sun, I will praise your name. From the rising sun to the setting sun, I will praise your name. From the rising sun to the setting sun, I will praise your name. Great is your faith. You won't let go. In the questions, your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa. My lighthouse, shining darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore, safe to shore. Troubled sea, whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. You're my lighthouse, shining in the darkness. I will follow you, oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore. Far before
Yes, Father, we do worship you. You are our lighthouse. You are our light in the darkness. You are the one who carries us and who will carry us safe to shore. You will carry us safe to shore in the difficult circumstances of life, and you will carry us safe to our heavenly dwelling with you one day as well. Father, we stand in confidence in you, our faithful God, our unchanging God, our Savior Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We honor you, we worship you, we trust you. Increase our trust. Increase our trust, even this morning, I pray. Speak to us now through your word, I ask. Thank you for these moments in your presence of lifting up praise. Thank you for your faithfulness and inhabiting the praises we've lifted up. We acknowledge and honor your presence with us. We thank you. And we look forward with expectation for what you would have to say to us. For your glory, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you would remain standing, if you're able. And the kids, the children at this point, from kindergarten through sixth grade, would be dismissed for children's church with Miss Diana. And if you are still in here online, if you would open a Bible to Malachi, and just standing in honor of the reading of God's word, Malachi chapter 3. Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament. Malachi chapter 3 and verses 6 through 18, the last verse of chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3 from verse 6 through 18. It says this, "I, the Lord, do not change. So you, O descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Ever since the time of your forefathers, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how are we to return? Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and offerings. You are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not cast their fruit, says the Lord Almighty. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. You have said harsh things against me, says the Lord. Yet you ask, what have we said against you? You have said, it is futile to serve God. What did we gain by carrying out his commandments and going about like mourners before the Lord Almighty? But now we call the arrogant blessed. Certainly the evildoers prosper, and even those who challenge God escape. Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name. They will be mine, says the Lord Almighty, in the day when I make up my treasured possession. I will spare them, just as in compassion a man spares his son who serves him. And you will again see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not." May the Lord add his blessing this morning to the reading of his word, and you may be seated.